Let me say this, because sometimes people have a tendency to really judge people based on what they see, their perception. But as Christians, we have to be very, very careful how we size people up, how we treat people without actually knowing who they are. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You look at a person and you formulate your own opinion about a person. And let's be honest, we do that every day. We make a determination of an individual without really knowing that individual or what qualities that individual may possess. We just need to be very careful how we treat others, because you never know who they are or what role they might play in your life and in your future. And you can talk back to me if you can. In our text this morning, this story is about just that. Joshua and the children of Israel have been taking over territories, and they finally get to a place on the outskirts of a city called Jericho. Y'all read this story, haven't you? Yeah, Jericho was a city that was surrounded by these humongous walls. So Joshua sent out two spies. I'm going to paraphrase this if you don't mind. And follow me just for a moment. He sent out two spies who had the assignment of spying out the land, including Jericho. And so they did what was asked of them. They looked over the land and they went to that city called Jericho. And when they got to Jericho, watch this now, they decided to stay at a home of a woman named Rahab. I wish I had some Bible readers. But there was a problem with Rahab. She was a harlot. Amen. Y'all know what a harlot is? You don't know? I'll tell you, she was a whore. It's in the Bible. I mean, look at me stupid. That's what a harlot is. She was a whore. She was a prostitute, a woman of the evening, a woman of the night, a hoochie mama. Prince Stanley. Of the children of Israel, these two spiritual men are now staying at this hoochie mama's house. Now, ladies, you can go on here and tell your man, say, you better stay at no hoochie mama house. Go ahead and tell him. I said, I'll wait. Tell him. Now, you can't, just because it's in the Bible, that don't mean you're going to do it. Saying that. Right, well, I gave you a chance to tell your man that, but see, now when you get old, don't be fussing at him, all right? Now, but here's what the text says right there in verse 1. Right, it says right there in verse 1. Now, don't get teary. Now, Joshua the son of Nun sent out two spies from Achaia Grove, and spies secretly saying, go view the land, especially Jericho. Now, that's what it said right there. Now, here's the thing. When the king of Jericho heard that these two spies had come to the city and were staying in Rahab's house, the king sent some investigators to see what was going on. Am I right about it? Yeah. And so they came to Rahab's house to talk to these two men. Watch this now. But when they got there, Rahab had hid them on the roof and told the king's men that they're not here. They left already. Come on, Bible reader. In other words, Rahab covered them and spared their lives by what she did. Now, this brings me to my first point, which is this. The help you need in your life
careful, young people worshiping, how you treat people. Because you'll never know what that person might be able to do for you to determine your future in life. You see, some of you make a decision on folks based on how they look. Come on, talk back to me. How they dress, based on where they come from, and you have chosen to treat them a certain way. Folks come in and start working in the church. They start bringing new ideas in the church and to help others. And they start doing what you won't do. And you start criticizing them, saying, who are they think they are coming in our church? Come on, I heard you say it. Listen, Bueller, you better be careful. Because that same person might be able to hurt you, or they might be able to help you somewhere down Black Highway. I wish I had one or two more witnesses in here. Well, is there anybody in here this morning who can help me testify that you made a bad decision on somebody? And that same somebody ended up helping you when you never knew that they could. Any honest people? You see, y'all play like y'all. Let me say something. But you didn't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Somebody helped you. But they might play a significant role of connecting you with somebody who will play an important role of launching you to where God wants you to be. So y'all may not tell the truth about it, but you got to do something. You got to be careful, because somebody who helped you. Well, let me talk about me, because I'm young. I never would forget when I got married. I was a senior at University of Grambling State University, and being my wife, we struggled. First year married, you struggle. Call my brother. Don't say, look, man, I need you to come on down here and co-sign your car for me. He said, no. Come on, do this for me, man. I said, look, man, me and my wife, we need transportation. He said, okay, well, come on home. I go to Leesville, caught the bus to Leesville, come on, man. I said, okay, man, well, I was excited to get my car back. Took me to the Ford dealership in Leesville. He said, never did this before. And then what he did, he said, come on, follow me. He went and bought this Ford Explorer. I said, woo. He went by this Taurus. Passed by all of them cars. He took me to a bar place. And what he did, he took me, opened the door, and then it was a Fairlane, Ford Fairlane station wagon. Y'all laughing, but this is honestly God's truth. It was a Fairlane station wagon, powder blue. It had rusted on the side, and it had a stick in the thing. And then when you got the gears be cracking, and you stripping grills, and I'm like, man, this ain't what I need. I said, man, I could have got a little. He said, no, this is what you need. So I never did understand that. So I took the car, went on back to Grammy. I had to struggle getting there because the light went out. But when I got there, and then what I did, I said, and then people start, oh, the boys are calling me family man. So I had to fix my car. But this is not just got true. Y'all don't believe me. I had to fix that thing up. I spray painted the hood. Put some wide tires and moon rims on it and jack it up in the back. Hey, you couldn't tell me nothing. I said, y'all don't know nothing about that, baby. But I said all that to say this, but somebody had to help me, but my brother told me one thing I never forget. He said, boy, you got to learn how to crawl before you walk. Right now, I was paying $33 a month for a car. The car was just $300. I thought I was $33 a month. I said, y'all, these young people got it made. You hear me? I'm going to be a Rolls Royce. You're going to get you a bicycle. That was you going to I'm saying that somebody had to help me. And then when I graduated, then I still had some problems. I'm sitting there, me and my friends, I said, Lord, I got to find me a job. So what happened, my brother knew somebody in DeRidder, Louisiana, who he and them guys were very good friends. Matter of fact, he came and worshiped with us one Sunday, Haywood Steele. Haywood Steele hired me on the spot without even knowing who I was. I'm just telling you what I'm saying is that sometimes somebody going to help you. Be careful how you treat people, because somebody can help you down the line, because they know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who can move your life. Because you didn't pull yourself up by your own bootstrap. It was God who sent certain people in your life to help get you to where you need to be, to where you need to go. So be careful how you treat people now. And some of you folks, you owe some people some apology. Because watch this, you size them up